morning. Me and my husband have a dog full of character. He has amazing hearing, 14 times better than humans, and his capacity for scenting and smelling puts our sense of smell in the shade. His chest is very round-barreled, a legacy from the days when he used to enter tunnels to flush out badgers or small rabbits. However, the only tunnel he enters now is to go under his duvet. His bark is piercing enough to raise the dead, though its modern use is to let us know when the postie has arrived. He struts about with attitude. What breed of dog do we have? Despite all of the above, he is a very cute, miniature, smooth-haired Dachshund. You know the type. A very long body, short legs, and often called sausage dogs. However, Dougie the Doug, well, we'll never forget his name, will we, has one characteristic which seems to be shared by dogs in general. He is very happy to give and receive love. If I come back home after a few hours away, I am met by a diminutive, squealy dashie longing to greet me and tell me how much he's missed me. What a welcome. Similarly, I love to pick him up, stroke him and give him cuddles. Often, if he's in his dog bed, when I come over, he likes to turn over on his back so he can get a tummy rub. Dougie loves being the centre of attention. Curiously enough, he can also sense if I'm sad about something, and even when I have a migraine coming on, and he will toddle over and sit at my feet. Dogs certainly can pick up vibes. We were born to give and receive love. God made us that way. God showed us his love for us by coming to earth as Jesus and living, dying, and rising for us. He asks us in turn to love one another and to love and accept ourselves.